self-harm is associated with borderline personality disorder and other mental health conditions. Scott Frakes is Washington's deputy prison director. He says he's seen it firsthand, and it can be gruesome.
If you're in a place where you have the capability to literally bite your finger to where...
Frakes stops at the description there. Until now, Washington inmates who hurt themselves were subject to discipline. Those violations could lead to segregation from other inmates and a loss of time off for good behavior. But no longer. Frakes says the agency has decided to instead focus on getting the inmates help.
What we could not find was any evidence that taking disciplinary action and issuing a disciplinary sanction changed the behavior. And that's really the goal of our disciplinary process.
Prison officials agreed to the change after Disability Rights Washington raised this issue. The advocacy group was concerned after learning that several self-harming inmates were being held in segregation. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.